With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The classified documents case continues in federal court in Florida.
The former president's attorneys have launched motion after motion in an effort to get the indictment thrown out. One of them arguing that Special Prosecutor Jack Smith was illegally appointed by the Justice Department. There's still no trial date, and arguments will continue until next week. U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon has been intensely scrutinized over her handling of the case. On the agenda, prosecutors have renewed a request for a limited gag order to bar Trump from comments they fear could endanger the safety of FBI agents and other law enforcement officials. The judge shot down a similar request in late May. Another motion to dismiss the indictment because some of the evidence came from former members of Trump's defense team. I'm Jennifer King.
The scrutiny comes from Democrats. Former President Trump plans to campaign in Virginia the day after the first presidential debate next week. Reports say that the Trump campaign has yet to confirm a location, but is considering the Virginia Beach Hampton Roads area. It will be the former president's second visit to Virginia this election cycle. President Biden took the state by 10 points in 2020. Also at SRNNews.com, the Supreme Court upheld a federal gun control law.
The justices ruled 8-1 in favor of a 1994 ban that's intended to protect domestic violence victims. It's a reversal of a federal appeals court ruling which struck down the law. Under the law, people under restraining orders to stay away from their spouses or partners are not allowed to own firearms. Justice Clarence Thomas was the lone dissenter in the case. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A new high-rise residential tower for the homeless that costs $600,000 per unit opened Wednesday in Los Angeles. There are 278 units in the 19-story development that will house homeless people currently on Skid Row, making it LA's largest permanent support housing project. This is SRN News. Louisiana goes back to the Bible.
Republican Governor Jeff Landry has signed a law that will require all public school classrooms to display the Ten Commandments, making Louisiana the first state to do so. The governor says, quote, "If you want to respect the rule of law, you've got to start from the original law given, which was Moses." The American Civil Liberties Union and Americans United for Separation of Church and State are vowing to challenge the new law in court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal court has dismissed the appeal of a lawsuit challenging a man's acceptance into a sorority at the University of Wyoming. The three-judge U.S. 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver ruled the case was unappealable because it could be refiled in a lower court. Six members of the Kappa Kappa Gamma sorority chapter in Laramie, Wyoming, sued to challenge Artemis Langford's admittance into the organization. The sorority says it has wide leeway to interpret its own bylaws. This is SRN News. A tremendous outpouring of love for a veteran in New England.
Marine Corps veteran Jerry Brooks died alone in a nursing home in Maine, abandoned and all but forgotten. Then the funeral home posted a notice asking if anybody would like to serve as a pallbearer or simply attend the funeral. Within minutes, it was turning away volunteers to carry the casket. Hundreds of people who knew nothing about the 86-year-old man were giving him a final salute with full military honors. Semper Fi, Marine. Jason Walker reporting.
A new banner is hanging in front of the Columbus, Ohio synagogue after a previous one was set on fire last month. Rabbi Hillel Skolnick says the violent act is not going to change the resolve of his congregation. Police say the banner that read, "Bring them home," dedicated to the Israeli hostages being held by terror group Hamas, was set on fire by two people on May 28th. More details at SRNNews.com.